The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Ian Connor from Richmond, Virginia, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, I'm Kim Sharoff from Long Beach, New York, and welcome to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, this is Jason from South Dakota. I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, I'm Beatrice from Orlando, Florida, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is Bernie Edwards. And I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
This is just a reminder regarding episode 490, in which we had Joe Kalinske and Mitch Brannon of Dawes come on board to talk about their efforts to support those families dealing with spinal muscular atrophy known as SMA. Joe and Mitch have secured bibs for this year's United States Marine Corps Marathon in October, and we wanted to remind you, in case you are thinking about running this race, they still have some available. If you go to www.doawaywithsma.org, you'll find more information on how to secure one of these bibs, help some families deal with SMA, and have a good time with a lot of very good folks. For more information, you can listen to episode 490, and you'll understand why Joe and Mitch are so passionate in their cause. Thank you very much. Welcome to episode 500 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's show, 500 shows, wow, is Michelle Scribner-McLean and Chris Eliopoulos. And Michelle and Chris and I are talking with Dave Mullett of Dave's Vacation Rentals. And in part one, we ended off with Michelle asking Dave Mullett a very simple question. Why would you recommend anyone taking advantage of DVC rentals? And here is Dave's answer.
Well, the Disney Vacation Club resorts in general are upper scale. Little nicer, a little certainly bigger. You're talking a regular room, Michelle?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, so you cannot get a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom or a grand villa in a regular Disney resort. For instance, and I won't use beach club because I don't want to confuse you with beach club villas. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk, let's talk a moderate. Coronado Springs or Port Orleans, or even if you want to talk Pop Century or any of the All-Stars, they're just hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. Whereas the vacation clubs, the smallest room they have is a studio. So you're talking roughly 335 square feet versus maybe at a different resort, 200 and something square feet. You're talking a room with a balcony. You're talking a room that has a wet bar in it. So wet bar meaning it has a little sink, it would have a microwave, it would have a coffee pot and a toaster, and it would have dishes and utensils. Not necessarily a full kitchen in a studio, but a little wet bar, a little small kitchen. So you get those advantages right away. You get a room with a queen size bed and a pull out sofa, so you can sleep four, yet during the day you've got a comfortable sofa to sit down and watch some TV. So the difference is you get, I think they're a little nicer rooms, they're a little bigger than a regular standard resort. Also in the Disney Vacation Club, there's no additional charge for more than two adults. So in other words, if you're four adults staying in a studio, or you're nine adults staying in a two-bedroom, there are no additional charges over and above the, you know, the first two adults. Whereas in a hotel room, anybody that's over the age of 18 that's added after a second adult is additional charge. The other reason that I think the resort, the Disney Vacation Club resorts are nicer in that I think some of the amenities are certainly different, more so than a moderate or a value resort. So I don't like to compare the cost of renting a DVC unit to to a value. Many people get the perception that you can rent points for a stay at a Disney Vacation Club resort for the cost of a value. You cannot, but you can be very close to a moderate resort. So I think things like amenities, towels at the pool, services that are offered at the deluxe resorts. First of all, they're all deluxe resorts, classified by Disney as deluxe resorts, not moderate or value resorts. So the first step is you're staying at a deluxe resort. So, and I think that's why I would, personally, that's why I bought into Disney Vacation Club, was to get away from the standard hotel room.
Great answer. Love that answer. What's your home resort, just out of curiosity?
You know, I have several favorites.
Oh, okay.
And it really depends on what we're going to Disney World for. If it's food and wine, it's Boardwalk. If it's anything to do with Magic Kingdom, it's Grand Floridian. And if that's booked up, Bay Lake Tower are probably my favorites. My wife is a lover of Saratoga Springs. She loves being able to walk around to Disney Springs and shop and look around and eat. So it really depends on our mission.
Got it.
For the trip.
And another advantage I was thinking of, Dave, while you were talking, is that in most cases, the DVC resorts are in close proximity to theme parks.
Yes.
Epcot, Magic Kingdom, for the most part. And as far as Saratoga Springs goes, it's very close to Disney Springs.
It's kind of like Springs is a theme park now. Now, could you do it at Disneyland too, if you wanted to?
Well, you have, at Disneyland, we have the Grand Californian Hotel.
Right.
Which is a Disney Vacation Club resort. And in Hawaii, we have Alani, which outside of the parks is my all-time favorite Disney Vacation Club resort.
Wow.
It is just beautiful. And what they've done out there is just staggering when you go out and look and see what they've done. So much so that I've been going there now every year for 6 years.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to go to Hawaii every year to Alani.
That's so cool.
Now, the other thing we've started doing, and I'm going to throw this in, is because, Michelle, you mentioned it earlier that, one of the things that Disney Vacation Club uses to sell their product is the availability of members, owners, using their points for other things such as cruises or adventures by Disney. And that is true. They do use that as a selling tool. However, the cost to trade your points in for a Disney cruise or an adventures by Disney is not good value.
I agree.
The best value for ownership of points is to stay at a Disney Vacation Club resort. Now, with that in mind, earlier this year or the latter part of last year, we developed a couple of programs in which you as an owner can come to us with points and we can turn that into a cruise for you. Any Disney cruise that sails anywhere with no restrictions and no blackout dates, and we can probably do it for 40% less points than Disney would take.
Wow.
We also, it is, and you eliminate the $95 booking fee. And as you know, with Disney, when you convert your points to a Disney cruise, that's a done deal as well. In other words, if you couldn't make the cruise, the most you would get is those points given back to you, but in a restricted state. In other words, you could no longer use them for any of the Disney Vacation Club resorts. Whereas with us, if you can't do the cruise and you're within the Disney Cruise Line cancellation period, the money that we converted those points into to pay for the cruise can be returned to you.
Very cool.
So can I ask like a nuts and bolts question, which is something that I get nervous about because I can never figure this stuff out?
Yes.
So if I wanted to buy some points to go, say, whatever, at the beach club villas, and Michelle's selling her points, and she basically books the time, does that come then? Can it be changed into my name? So like that, you know, when I get the wristbands and I get all that stuff directly to me, or does it have to go through Michelle and then they forward it along to me kind of thing? What's the process?
Michelle puts the reservation in your name. So that reservation, when we send you a confirmation number, you can go and go right into your My Disney Experience, and where it says add a reservation, you type in that number and it will populate with your reservation in your name at that hotel. And then you will have the option to select your magic band and the colors and have them mailed to you, and the same as any guest.
Oh, so, perfect. Chris, that's Chris, what I could do if I was just giving you, you know, if I wanted to give you and your family a week of my vacation points. Don't hold your breath. Yeah. If I wanted to do that, I could do that anyway. So this is just a way to connect somebody who wants to sell their points with somebody who wants to buy the points. So it's it's the same procedure. I would just put in your name, and then everything else is exactly as Dave described. It.
Okay. Dave, real quick too, while I've got you, if I were to use your service, like, do you take like credit cards or PayPal or anything like that?
We take Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal.
Nice.
And regarding payments, Dave, I'm sure that there are people out there who are saying, "Say, so how does this work?" So we say where we want to stay, when we want to stay, and your service comes back and you find an owner who has points available at that time, and then you say to your customer, "Yes, Chris, we do have this resort available for these dates." How does the payment process work?
Okay. So the first thing we ask of you when you process a request is we ask for a deposit of, I think it's $112 right now. And the deposit is completely refundable to you if we can't find exactly what you're looking for. Now, the deposit is only taken to show to us that you are very interested in us doing all of the work to actually secure you a reservation. We don't want to just check availability, because Disney Vacation Club resorts, as I mentioned much earlier, sell out quickly. A room can be there this minute and gone the next. I'm not kidding you. And it happens day after day. Rooms get sold out to members and to owners, and they're no longer available. So what we do, see, we have a choice. We can take your request without a deposit and check availability, find out that it's available, contact you if you happen to read your mail within the next 3, 4, 5 hours and respond. We may get lucky, or we may have to come back and say, "Sorry, it was available, but it's no longer available." What we do instead is we take a deposit of $112 to show some earnest in this vacation. That way, when we check availability and it is available, we don't wait and take the time to contact you and lose that valuable time. We go ahead and contact the members right away and make that reservation for you. That way, now we can just send you a confirmation number. You can verify the confirmation is active, and you can pay us the balance. Payment is due in full once you receive confirmation of reservation, because we then in turn go ahead and pay our member based on our agreement. That member has taken the points from their account and can no longer use them. So we in turn take the money and pay the member, and in turn collect the money from the guest. So it is a one-time transaction and your reservation is complete.
So, Dave, hearing that, my guess would be that you would recommend for anyone who would want to, who is interested in a DVC rental, to go to your site to see what availability is out there, so that that person can understand what that cost is. And that person would, number one, have to be committed to, yes, that's exactly what I want. That's exactly the resort. That's exactly the day, the dates. And I have the money ready, because once that availability is confirmed and we get it, I want to secure it. So it sounds like and I agree that it's a great way of doing things. You don't want to hesitate. You don't want to miss out on that day. Once that's commitment is there, you take care of the whole process, payment is full, and you're on your way.
That's correct. Yeah. And I realize, you know, that's a big stake for a lot of people when you're talking reservations that are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, $12,000, you know, for a grand villa. That's a lot of money to commit to a reservation that's way down the road. However, the benefit is, you know, you're saving anywhere between $1,200-$1,300, and on a $12,000 grand villa, you're probably saving $4,000. So it's kind of very similar to what some hotels offer, where you pre-book, prepay, and you save a lot of money.
And Dave, I was wondering, do you ever work with travel agents?
We have travel agents that contact us because they have guests that want to stay at a DVC resort. Or we have guests that like to use their travel agent, but want to stay, but know of our service. And rather than bypass their travel agent, they ask them to contact us. So yes, we will never ever turn away a travel agent and working with a travel agent to accommodate their guest.
Cool. Let's see. Dave, you've been unbelievable resource. We don't even have to ask questions. You have them ready to answer.
I'm just I'm still stunned that you have 32 people working for you.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we're always short. We could use another 12.
Wow.
We operate an 800 phone service 7 days a week from 9 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. We actually work in the office from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. We have full staff running. We have online chat available right at our website. So anywhere between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., 7 days a week, you can type in a question and you'll get an immediate response from someone. And after hours, you can leave a message at our 800 number and we will get back to you real quick. I'm not kidding you. If you go and read any of the reviews of our guests, we have a guest book. We have thousands of reviews there. One of the things that stands out is our communication skills and how quick we are in getting back to our guests.
I think that. Go ahead, Michelle.
And you do have some last-minute specials, too, because I have for years subscribed to your newsletter. So every once in a while I get news of last-minute specials. Can you tell us how those work?
Yes, every once in a while a member forgets that they have their points, which have to be used by a particular date, and they run into a bit of a situation where, you know, it becomes a desperate it becomes desperate to get those points rented in a short amount of time before the points are gone. And so they'll come to us and say, you know, I've got points expiring at the end of July. Can you help me? So yes, what we do is we do up an agreement with the owner to take on the points. They probably will not be at the full rate because we do have some bargain hunters out there who can go to Disney last minute. So we would take the points in on contract. We would check availability and see what rooms are available between now and, say, in this particular scenario, the end of July. And we would develop a last-minute newsletter special, which would blast out and tell you that we have this many points and these are the rooms that are available that you can use them for, and they must be, you know, you must be checked in no later than July 31st, and you get a great deal on them. It is only last minute. Owners are becoming much more savvy than they have in the past, and we don't see nearly as many last minute specials as we used to. But there are some. They do come out, and the newsletter goes out. Generally, those points are gone within 3 to 4 hours.
Very cool. Nice to know.
It's ideal if you can go last minute. If you get on that list and you can go, if you're retired or you have a job where you can work from your computer while you travel, it's an ideal newsletter, and everybody takes advantage of it when those points become available to us.
So my big question is, I don't know anything about this stuff, so I'd be nervous and I want to know, like, so would – if I booked this and Michelle sold me her points, I could still take like the Magical Express, but I'd have to buy my own park tickets and things like that though, right?
You have to supply your own park tickets. We have a link to a third party supplier as well to get your park tickets at a reduced rate. And then those park tickets can be delivered to you through e-commerce, or you can pick them up. They can be mailed to you, or you can pick them up in Orlando. I mean, there's a multitude of ways that you can get those tickets. If you do an e-ticket, of course, you get a number, and then you can just put it into your My Disney Experience, and your park tickets show up right there.
And you get the Magical Express as well?
Magical Express, yes.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And we can add dining plan as well. Not the free dining plan, right. But Disney Vacation Club owners have access to three types of dining plans. There's the basic dining plan, the deluxe dining plan, and the full service dining plan.
One stop shop.
Those prices are all on our website, and there's a dining plan calculator there as well, so you can put in the date of your stay, how many children, how many adults, how many nights, and it will give you the total for the different dining plans.
Very cool. Michelle, any last things?
I'm good. This has been fascinating.
I know. You answered all the questions before you even had a chance to ask them.
I know you have a presence on Facebook because I subscribe to your Facebook page. Social media. Can people follow you on?
Yeah, we have an extremely busy Facebook page. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, Google+, all of the social media platforms. But Facebook, for sure, for us, is our busiest social media site. And we have a blog as well.
And we want to one more time mention the website is www.dvcrequest.com. And for those of you who are interested to go to David's Vacation Club Rentals, Dave, you've given us, you know, so much information and you've been very, very clear with everything. I don't think there's a question that has been left unanswered, and I think you've done a great job in describing your service, and I think it's a wonderful service.
Thank you very much. First of all, to all of your listeners, time to wake up now. I'm done. Number two, if you do have any questions, please go to our website from 9 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. You'll see right down on the right-hand corner whether we're online or offline. If it says we're online, just click that, and you can actually talk real time to someone. If it says, sorry, we're offline, you can leave a message.
His name is David Mullett, and he is the owner of David's Vacation Club Rentals, where you will find your guest satisfaction to be 100%. He's got a very good website. He offers a service to both DVC owners and those who would like to try out DVC rentals. And David, we thank you for coming on the Mickey Miles and More podcast to tell everybody, our listeners, how to go about this process. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And for Dave, for Chris, for Michelle, and yours truly, Mike Scopa, we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.